Listening Library presents The Fast and the Furriest by Andy Behrens. Read for you by Sean Renette. Chapter 1. 12-year-old Kevin Pugh stood on the pitcher's mound. He squeezed a large red ball. Perspiration had gathered in dark semicircles on his WYCR-TV t-shirt. The June sun seemed to be cooking him, like a bratwurst, or an Italian sausage, or a smoked cheddarwurst. He really missed those. For reasons unknown, his mom had switched to chicken sausage, which he violently disliked. He kept telling her that all encased meat is not the same, but she... "Pull up your shorts, honey!" Maggie Pugh's voice cut into the quiet of the infield. Kevin glared at his mom, who waved from the glossy green-painted stands. Kevin tugged at his droopy cargo shorts and bounced the ball in the dirt. The print below the manufacturer's logo read, "Official Kickball of WACA, the World Adult Kickball Association." "Dorks," Kevin muttered to himself.
"Adgug, Kev,"
snapped the second baseman through a giant wad of radioactive-looking neon green bubblegum.
"Attaboody!"
He glanced over his left shoulder. His sister, Izzy, short for Isabella, which no one called her, ever, was clapping her hands and hopping, a black ponytail bobbing behind her. Lean and wiry, Izzy had an unusually steely glare for a 10-year-old. Izzy was a local Chicago Park District soccer legend, but her awe-inducing athleticism went well beyond soccer. Other than parents and a mailing address, Izzy and Kevin didn't have a ton in common.